and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see
Man Nation. All right, shot, no shot. It's our favorite segment every day. It's brought to you by Club Hawthorne, the Club Hawthorne mobile wagering app. Download that app, Breeders' Cup this weekend. You can bet the horses Friday and Saturday like me. And if you want to gamble sports, PointsBet and the PointsBet Sportsbook app. We say good morning from Espresso here in Bannockburn to the great Snorling. Snorling, what's up, man?
Good morning. How are we? I'm jealous. I would love to be out at Espresso getting a wonderful breakfast. Courtney, how are you?
I'm good. I'm drinking water. I haven't had the breakfast yet, but I'm looking at what everybody has, and it looks incredible.
So let me ask you, when you do get the breakfast, Courtney, will you get the David Kaplan?
Okay, so I think you have to, because if Cap has his own item named after him, and clearly it's curated by him,
yep.
I think that you have to do that. What is it? I don't even know.
I'm guessing it changes every week, right?
You know what, Merkin?
Merk.
From the top rope.
You know what? That's pretty good, Merk. I'll give you credit. I don't know who wrote that for you because you're not smart enough to do that yourself, but that was good. That was very good. Yes, it's stuff called flapjacks. You just flip them over every day. Flip-flop. No, it's half eggs, half egg whites.
Okay.
With smashed avocado, crumbled bacon, sliced tomatoes on the side, and it's cooked in olive oil.
I like that.
It's de-frickin-licious.
Also, when you order it, the server comes over and tells you the Bears don't have any talent.
And they say, take that. And it does say that on the menu. On the menu, it says, take that.
Oh, that's incredible. I think I have no other choice, but I have to get that one.
Merkin, I'm thinking more about that. That was really creative. Who fed you that? Sylvie?
Cap, Waddle? That was spur of the moment, buddy. Years. I got a lot noodling in my head, okay? So that just came up out of nowhere.
All you got up there is cookies. That's it.
That's true.
That is it. All right, Snorling.
All right, the Bears defense currently ranks 16th in the league in yards per game allowed and 19th in the league in points allowed. They have, of course, traded away Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith in the last week, losing arguably two of their top three talents, or at least two of the three most visible talents on that side of the ball. And they will welcome a prolific Miami passing offense to Soldier Field after being gashed by Dallas last Sunday. So my question, shot or no shot? After trading Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith, the Bears now have the worst defense in the NFL.
Wow. Worst defense in the NFL. I mean, they weren't good anyway, but I'm going to say no shot. They still have a solid defensive backfield.
Their pass defense is pretty good.
Yeah,
I mean, the run defense has been the problem. That's a, I'll go no shot, too. I think the Houston Texans, in every category, Shay, take all of those I don't know if you call them honors, awards, but they're the worst at everything. They're still good on the back end. I know that there were a couple times when Tony Pollard got loose that the tackling was of the issue, especially in the secondary. But as far as, like, you know, Jaquan Brisker, Jalen Johnson, Eddie Jackson,
Kyler Gordon,
they've done really well. They're a top five pass defense right now, so I don't think that part will change all that much.
Completely agree. Shay.
All right, Ryan Poles has nearly completed the opening phase of his rebuild. The Bears will enter the upcoming offseason with at least 9 draft picks and the most salary cap space of any team in the NFL by more than double the next closest team. Obviously, they've traded away some of their best players, but shot or no shot, Poles is starting off his rebuild as well as we could have expected.
Absolutely a shot for me. I mean, I think that you have somebody who's dedicated to his plan and what he wants to do, hasn't been swayed by anything else that's happening in the NFL throughout the last couple months, stuck to a strategy. And, you know, I go back to the draft and thinking how, like this past draft and thinking how they spent their picks. You could write positions on a board and throw a dart at it, and it would have been filling a need. This team still has a lack of talent at a lot of different spots. And the gap between the good teams and where the Bears are right now, that takes a lot of time to fill. The Poles approach right now of being deliberate and wanting to build through the draft, I got to credit him for the way that he's approached this, because he has stayed true to his strategy this entire time. It's a shot for me.
Hey, Shay, did you hear what the astute and hardworking and football knowledgeable Courtney Cronin said? lack of talent. Sounds like something I've been screaming at you guys for 8 months. They don't have any talent. That's just a fact. 100%. Take that.
So to add on to this, and Cap, you have to answer shot or no shot. But to add on to this, is part of this also being fueled by Fields looking like he's progressing, so you feel like maybe you take that Eagles path, add on with your draft capital, you have opportunities in free agency, and you can build a winning caliber team immediately?
Okay, my question is the way they're playing offensively sustainable? Because Justin is basically a running back there. That's what they're doing.
At times. It's not Lamar Jackson style. They haven't turned him into a pure runner, and they barely did any of that. I mean, those runs he had the other day when I think he got 60 yards, a lot of that were scrambles. He gives that's a committee by a backfield by committee, which is great. And I'll be really curious if they do end up moving on from David Montgomery, how that's going to affect things today.
They will, simply because I don't think you get a lot back.
You don't, and you also don't have anybody to pass protect for Justin Fields too. I mean, like from the running back spot, because that's not Khalil Herbert's thing. But he adds another element. Fields does with his legs to that running back just the rushing offense as a whole, because they're the number one rushing offense in the NFL, but I don't think he's just a running back. I mean, you saw how many deep shots they drew up for him against the Dallas Cowboys. Even when they didn't work, they were still going back to the well on that because they know they have to if they want to be an explosive offense. So
the other thing is, as Courtney's hearing and I heard last night, they're not done. They are not done making moves. Now, they have till 3 o'clock to get something done. David Montgomery brings you nothing back, so to your question, you said, is he done with his teardown? Was that the question?
No, just shot or no shot. Poles is starting off his rebuild as well as we could have expected.
Yeah, now if he makes a couple more moves, you're not trading David Montgomery. What James Robinson get Jacksonville?
A six.
A six. Mm-hmm. Okay, that doesn't really change everything. Another six doesn't really do a lot for you. But if you trade Eddie Jackson today, I'll give you another name. I'm not telling you they should. I'm not telling you they will. They may not want to pay Darnell Mooney, who's going to be up for a contract here fairly soon. They may go, he's pricing himself at a different level. Maybe that's a guy that they consider moving
on
from.
Is he? You think Mooney's pricing himself at a different level?
No, I'm saying maybe he is. I don't know.
I don't think he is. His production right now, you're not paying top of market for a player like that. I think they could keep him in the fold if they like him. I mean, clearly the connection between Fields and Mooney the last couple weeks is starting to click, which is good.
Yeah, agreed.
But I don't think...
Who do you have left to trade? Eddie?
I think the only two that would make sense at this point, and based on what we've heard kind of the last couple days, Eddie Jackson's up there and David Montgomery. Those are really the only two.
Right.
Because they're not trading Jalen Johnson. They're not going to.
No chance. Shay.
I'm glad you guys brought it up because this was my next question. I'm going to put you on the spot. Shot or no shot, David Montgomery or Eddie Jackson will be traded today.
Wow. Now that he ripped the Band-Aid off of Quinn, Mack, and Roquan, I'm going to say it's either one of those two or somebody else. He's not done.
I say shot. I don't think that they're done either. Montgomery is the one that makes the most sense as of right now, just in terms of if you can get a fifth back for him, you'd have two twos, two fours, two fives. I would do it at this rate, but it's also a matter of do teams really value, like, can he bring something to a team that's going to contend? You're only getting a deal from a team that thinks that it might need running back depth, not a starting running back necessarily, because I don't think that David Montgomery would command anything of that nature.
No, but if you could get a five for David Montgomery,
I think he would do it. I really do.
Honestly, Cap, with the loss of Micah Hyde, what would Buffalo give up for Eddie Jackson?
It's a great question.
Fourth, maybe?
And they're just getting, this week, I think, Tre'Davious White back, who's off an ACL. They may say, you know, we need depth in our defensive backfield.
He's 29 years old. He's a good player.
Yeah.
He's leading the league right now in interceptions.
Be amazing.
Yeah, that one would – I wouldn't say I'd be surprised, because I think that we're at the point right now where nothing should surprise us about what Ryan Poles has done, because he's been really adamant about trying to get the most draft capital so he can build beyond this year.
Right, move this thing forward. Mm-hmm. All right, Shay.
All right, the 2021 rookie quarterback class has been wildly underwhelming in its sophomore season. Trey Lance gets an incomplete because of his injury, but Mac Jones has regressed badly. Zach Wilson continues to disappoint. Trevor Lawrence, we saw flashes early, but he has yet to take the next step, and Davis Mills is Davis Mills. Meanwhile, Justin Fields has shown meaningful progression over the last 2 weeks, and especially in three-minute offense over the last 4 weeks, so shot or no shot. Justin Fields is now the second-best quarterback of the 2021 class.
That's a shot. Now, again, is it sustainable what they are doing and the way they're using him? They've got to protect him better. They've got to get him weapons to throw to. So that remains to be seen, but he absolutely trending. He's the best of the class.
Yeah, I think you can absolutely make that argument right now even. That he's the best of that class. Considering what he has to work with, considering what's not around him, and how he's, you know, outperformed expectation the last two games alone, I think that you can easily put him at the top of the list.
No doubt. Shay.
That's all we got for shot or no shot.
All right, 312-332-3776. We're out in Bannockburn. That's right. Danny said you got to get out among the people. Where do you like to go? My favorite breakfast spot is Espresso. We're doing the show from there. And then the rest of the station, noon to 7, leading into the World Series, we will be at Dave and Buster's in Vernon Hills. We'll get back to your calls. Roquan Smith, see you later. He plays for the Ravens now. What did you think of the deal? You like it? You didn't like it? Do you like the direction this team is taking? It's a clear path. 312-332-3776. She's Courtney Cronin in for Hoodie. I'm Cap. Be right back.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and Jay Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie. Bah, bah, bah,
bah, bah. And listen to Cap and Jay Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and Jay Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling out, Cap J. Hood on ESPN 1000. Big day for our station because we got a little station party out at Dave and Buster's in Vernon Hills. And Danny's got a sport coat on. My God. How about Danny looking good? He's got some style. Jeez. You know, I used to have hair like that.
You
like,
did.
My hair was longer than Danny's. His is down almost to his shoulder. Mine was longer, and
see,
now I got nothing.
What was that a deliberate thing to cut it off?
Mine?
Yeah.
So I came home one night, and my wife was waiting up. Norma, I was on the air at night at the time.
Okay.
I would get home like 11. She'd be long asleep. Long asleep. I walk in. She's sitting at the kitchen table. I'm like, you do enough. We need to have a serious talk. Now, I've already been divorced once. And I'm like, oh, my God, what? She's like, no, I love you. There's no issues with us. Your hair's horrible. I watched your TV show tonight. Are you trying to grow grass up there? It looks awful. Just buzz it all off. I'm like, that's so rude. She had gone to Walgreens and bought a clippers. And she just said, let me do it.
Okay.
And she buzzed all the hair off my head. The next day, I walk into the TV station, and we had a producer working there. Who is younger, way younger than me and very attractive, and I get 1 foot in the door, and she's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, oh, no. And she said, that looks amazing. You should have done that a long time ago. You look so much younger. I'm like, thanks. It was my idea. I thought about it last night. And that was I've gotten offered significant money to get my hair back like Urlacher.
Mm-hmm.
No shot. But I used to have hair just like that.
I mean, it's. I can imagine it'd be hard to part with something like that, though. Spend all that time growing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to cut my hair for that very reason, but then again, I don't think I could pull off the bald look.
Yeah, probably not. Might not go well for you. 312-332-3776. Let's go back to the phones, and how about Eddie in Jefferson Park? Eddie, welcome to the show. Hold on.
Shay, I just sent you the new picture. I have not got the new picture, Shay.
Cap, so you want me to throw it to the calls?
Yeah, Randy, why don't you do that? You had a good lucky line earlier. You throw it to the calls.
All right, let's go to Max on 94. That's line three, Shay.
Hey, Max.
Cap, what's going on?
What up, dog?
Chef Max here.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing? I may see you on Thursday, Bourbon and Bacon.
Yes, I will be there.
Okay, follow my conspiracy here, right? Poles is obviously trying to build through the draft. He values draft capital. But the Bears, even with a bad roster, are competitive and even winning some games. So what does he do? He trades Quinn, and bam, the Bears get emotional. They get teary-eyed. They fall out of the game. They lose, right? But Fields is playing well. So what do? They trade Roquan, soft team, going to fall apart again next week, maybe a release the week after, maybe they start to gain momentum. I just think he's taking advantage of how soft this team is.
Yes and no.
Thanks, Chef Max.
Is it supposed to be taking advantage of how soft the team is right now? I need a little bit more like clarity on what that means.
Maybe he just feels that there isn't an edge, that this team doesn't have that swagger.
Okay.
And so.
You're supposed to get that edge by trading away.
He's going to rebuild it with the type of dudes that he wants.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a no-brainer. And I was kind of like ruminating over the point of this team on Sunday, and you and I talked about this yesterday, the Robert Quinn trade was so monumental that they couldn't go perform and do their jobs. I don't believe that.
I
think
either.
That for a day it stung. And even when you see Roquan Smith up at the podium last week, and he's crying and he's upset he has to leave because he's talking about Robert Quinn being traded, I think he knew the foreshadowing there that, holy bleep, they're serious about this. I'm next.
Okay, so.
And he wanted to stay here, remember? Like, he always said he wanted to be a Chicago Bear for life.
Right.
And that was his plea in that August 9th notes message that he gave to NFL media, that he wanted to talk to the McCaskies. He wanted to be here for life, but as the way things stood at that point, he didn't want to take a deal that, in his words, would set the linebacker market back. But I imagine that is emotional for a player who knows that the writing's on the wall, he's probably out the door. Like, I'm not going to get to be with a team that drafted me. I'm going to have to go start over, and my future beyond this year is murky because I don't know who's going to value me at the price tag that I value myself at.
So I asked Lance and Alex Brown. Roquan was crying. They were both mortified. Mortified! I mean, Alex Brown, okay, I can't have guys like that on my team. And I said, why? He's showing emotion about a teammate. I'm trying to play devil's advocate. And they said, you're a professional football player. Guys are going to come and go all the time. And Alex told a story about that guy right over there, Olin Krutz, who's sitting in the restaurant here. He said that at the old Hallis Hall, there was a room downstairs. That's where all the rookies went, whether you were the first pick in the draft or an undrafted free agent. He said, we started, there were 35 guys down there, approximately. He said, come in a few days later, we're down to 31. We're down to 24. We're down to 22. He said, we get down to 15 dudes is all that's left down there. And one of his guys, he goes, my boy got cut. He said, I come up the stairs and I'm kind of trudging to practice. And Olin says to him, who's one of the captains, what's with you, dude? He said, they just cut my boy. And he said, would you rather it was you? What do you mean? Well, we can keep him, but you're cut. No. He said, then shut your mouth. This is pro football. You're a professional athlete now. Go do your job. He said, I never forgot that message.
I understand. In a way, I get where they're coming from, but I also don't. That's a different era of the NFL where it's 2022. It's okay for football men, for professional athletes to show emotion. I have no issue with it. Athletes talk about a lot of different things that have nothing to do with their sports. Go look at the NBA. Go look at across the NFL. It's everywhere. But I don't think that it had any factor in why they lost that game. They were going to lose that game whether Robert Quinn was there or not. That's the only thing that makes sense. And it's going to get worse probably before it gets better. I think from Roquan Smith's perspective, he looks around the room at that point 5 days ago and says, there weren't that many holdovers from the previous regime. was Robert Quinn himself, Jalen Johnson, a couple other players, like not of the magnitude of those three. And then one of them gets pegged off and he's with the Philadelphia Eagles right now. That's got to be pretty jarring for anybody. And I don't think that there's anything wrong in that moment of expressing whatever that was.
Especially if you're right and he knew what was coming.
Because we can foreshadow or we can try to hypothesize that it was about Robert Quinn. It potentially was also about himself realizing that in a couple days he would be somewhere else. And his whole life for the last 4 or 5 years has been in Chicago. Imagine on a dime if you thought, I'm going to be gone in a week. You know, these are human beings, too. They're not just professional athletes. I'm well aware that this is a business. I've been covering this league for 6 and 7 years now. It doesn't change. These are humans. And that's, to me,
we're more willing today to express that.
Yes. And I think that Ryan Poles makes it okay to express that because he himself talked about what happens when you tweak with the fabric of a locker room. If you're a fragile team and you're a team that's just struggling to get by, which in a lot of respects with the Bears right now, they're trying to find their way. They're trying to build a culture. Like, any sort of disruption to that is not going to be great, and that's going to be a tough thing to have to navigate through. So unless you're in that locker room, I don't think that you have the right to speak on whether somebody can get emotional or not. I truly believe that.
All right, 312-332-3776. Let's go back to our calls.
How about we go to Joey G in Melrose Park? Kat?
My guy, Joey G. Grab a beef sandwich. Let's go.
Again? I'm still waiting.
How are you?
Camp, I love you.
You're the man. Love you.
Courtney Cronin, I got to compliment you on your outstanding analysis that you provide to us. All right, Camp, so my question is, we know what Poles is doing.
Yep.
It's a good thing. The flip side is, how good is it going to be when he's starting to take the picks?
That's the question.
Will it be a bonehead adventure, or is it going to be a positive adventure?
Well, Ryan Pace had 4 top 10 picks, 4 of them.
Right.
Mitchell Trubisky, it failed. Kevin White, it failed. Leonard Floyd, here. I'm not talking about what he did for the Rams. Fail. Roquan Smith, wildly successful pick by any stretch of the imagination. So if they get a top 10 pick, which I think they will, I think at the end of the year they're going to be picking somewhere between 1 and 6, something like that, 1 and 7. They're going to get a really good player or they're going to get to trade back and get more picks. It's what he does with it. That's it.
Yep.
He's put himself out there. It's not like he's trying to tweak like the Vikings. Had he taken that job, a few tweaks here or there, I got a pretty good team. I might win a division. But with this team, it's going to be all him.
Oh, yeah. And I think that that's a great
way to
be.
Thanks, Joey. Love you.
That's a great way to judge the success of your general manager and whether he does a good job or not. I mean, this right now is quote-unquote the easy part, being able to, and it's not easy, to get a 4th-round pick for Robert Quinn and taking on all that salary and convincing ownership, hey, this is what we have to do to be successful long-term. The hardest part is what do you actually do with those picks when
Correct.
You get them? And now, next year, that first-rounder, a second-rounder, 2 second-rounders, a third-rounder, 2 4s, a 5th, and a 6th, and I believe 2 7th, or 2 6th and a 7th. Like, they have 9 picks right now. How Ryan Poles is going to use that?
Yet.
No, and how Ryan Poles is going to use that draft capital? That's what you're going to be able to give him a letter grade on. How well does he do this draft in being able to fill out the core needs that this team has, and then some?
All right, Albert Breer, who is all over the National Football League, we're going to get his perspective on the Roquan Smith trade, any rumors he's hearing, Bears related and other. And then we will get back to more of your calls. 312-332-3776. We're at Espresso in Bannockburn. Come on out and say hi. And then noon to 7, the station's going to be at Dave & Buster's in Vernon Hills. Danny says we don't get out enough. We're out among the people. Come see us. We'll be right back. All right, Cap, you're up.
All good.
Friends, is your job recession proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional with My Computer Career. IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions.
You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience is needed. Take classes online or on campus at financial aid's available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Hello.
Football on ESPN 1000.
Hello, Bert.
Albert Breer.
Hey, Bert.
Senior NFL writer for SI.com joins Cap and Jay Hood.
Bert's it.
What?
You're it, Bert.
On ESPN 1000.
What do you mean I'm it?
We see, that's the game. I just tagged you, and you're it until you tag somebody else.
Albert Breer.
No, I'm not playing a game. I'm reading, Ernie, and I'm not it.
Okay.
On Chicago's Home for Sports.
But Bert is it.
Our guy, Bert Breer, Monday morning quarterback at SI.com, and get the latest on the trade deadline and a whole lot more. Okay, Bert, so yesterday I'm sitting at TV and I'm on Twitter as I do every day. I'm like, wait a minute, is that a verified account or am I getting Twitter winked? And I look, I'm like, that looks like Rappaport. Oh, there's another. There's Bert. Oh, my God. This is real. There's Courtney Cronin. Here we go. Game on. So what did you think about the Roquan Smith trade? And then do you think there's more coming?
Yeah, you know, I honestly, Cap, I go back to like some stuff that I said to you a couple months ago, and I mean, look, he's a really good player, and they, I think they got the best out of him the last couple of weeks. Like, I know there were some people in that building that felt like the New England game was the best game he's played, you know, as a pro. You know, and so, like, there's that part of it where you really, like, love what he brings to the table. When you're talking about guy, $16, $17, $18 million a year, he better be just about a perfect fit for everything you do. And I don't know that that's what Roquan was. Could they make it work? Yes, because Roquan can fit in any system. Is it ideally what Matt Eberflus is looking for at that position? Probably not. You know, because if you, again, look at the Indianapolis defenses, look at the Dallas defenses, I mean, you can see bigger, longer linebackers who can kind of shrink the field. That's what his ideal is. And so, you know, I think when we're talking about a player, you know, on a fifth-year option, I can't remember what the number was exactly. Is it like 8 or something like that?
9.7.
Right? Right. So, like, it's right there, you know. And, like, when you're talking about a guy on that number, you're talking about one thing. When you're talking about investing a guy in a guy, you know, at, you know, close to $20 million a year, that's something else entirely. And so I think the realization, not that they weren't willing to give him a contract, they were, but the realization that this was a guy that maybe they weren't going to want to pay at the highest level and that they probably weren't going to be able to get a deal done, you know, leads you to that point where you're like, would you rather play out the season with him and have him help you build the program as he's done over the first half of this year, or is it better for everybody involved if he gets to go play for a contender now, maybe a team that is more willing to pay him, and the Bears get draft picks, you know, in return to continue building the team up?
So how do you think that works going forward? Because the Ravens also have to pay Lamar Jackson this offseason or tag him. So there's only one franchise tag, whether they use it on Jackson, whether they use it on Roquan Smith. How do you see this working out for him beyond 2022?
It's a great question, Courtney. You know, the Ravens have shown willingness in the past to make these sort of moves and not re-sign guys. I mean, they did it a couple of years ago with Yannick Ngakoue. We've seen how proficient they are with the comp pick formula. And I'm sure part of Eric DaCosta's logic here is, even if we can't sign him, we have the extra fifth-round pick, which they got in the Sean Wade trade a year and a half ago. And so we have our fifth, and we can get a comp third back a year later, and we'll get the service the rest of the year for basically knocking a pick down from, you know, the second round to the third round and delaying it a year. If they can get something done, great, you know. But I think that's sort of been the logic with these sorts of trades for the Ravens over the last few years. I think they'll try to get them done. But, you know, like you said, like the Lamar situation definitely complicates things. It seems like it's going to be impossible for them to tag Roquan Smith. And, you know, I think with the sort of cash outlay, the cap outlay that you're talking about having to kind of earmark for Lamar this offseason, you can also see where it might be difficult to get him done on a long-term deal.
So what do you expect to happen the rest of the day? Do you think David Montgomery has a market? Could Eddie Jackson be in play? Is there somebody else on the roster that maybe they see a contract offer is not going to be enough, or they don't want to go down that road, so they're going to get more draft capital?
Yeah, and you know what, like Kev, I'm sure like Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus will tell you we're not like out here, you know, shopping players around. I think you, it's just, you know, it's one of those things, judge them on their actions, not their words, you know.
Right, right.
And they've sent like a really strong message to the rest of the league now where they don't have to do it. They don't have to make these calls, you know. Like, they don't have to shop Eddie Jackson. They don't have to shop David Montgomery. They don't have to shop any of those guys, you know. Like, the rest of the league's now got a signal, if I've got a need at this position or that position, the Bears are a team I'm calling, you know. So, you know, I'd sort of wondered about that. Like, with, like, an Eddie Jackson, you know, Buffalo lost Micah Hyde. Obviously, they're very much in win-now mode. Would you make that call? You know, if you're a team like the Rams that's been looking for a running back that, you know, was in the Christian McCaffrey sweepstakes, you know, do you make that call for David Montgomery, you know? So, you know, certainly I think there could be some more action on the Bears players. And look, like, I'll give Eberflus and Pohl some credit here too. You know, there's been a lot of encouraging signs. They're not out of the race, you know. Like, there's been a lot of encouraging signs, and the way that they've played early this year, the way players have bought into the program, some of the progress they've seen from Justin Fields. I think it's a good sign that they're not getting drunk on that success and all of a sudden deciding that now is the time to go and compete. You know, they're sticking to their plan, and their plan has been to have this as sort of a turn-the-page year where they're going to eat a lot of dead cap and, you know, set up their draft pick situation for the future. And now I think, and, you know, Courtney, you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, I think it's 3 picks in the first 2 rounds and 7 in the first 5 rounds and over $100 million in cap space next year. So they've set themselves up. And, you know, I think having guys like Jackson Montgomery around maybe gives you the opportunity to do even a little bit more of that. The risk, of course, being what sort of message that might send to the locker room.
Yeah, the Rams are the team. You brought them up. I'm curious about them and their pursuit of potentially another running back. If it is David Montgomery and, you know, the weight that you have to, what you have to weigh if you're Ryan Poles and pulling off a move like that, could he yield a fifth? Is that possible considering what we just saw James Robinson go forward to the Jets?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I could tell you this. The Browns are asking for a 4 for Kareem Hunt. So, you know, if that's the competition as a seller, if the Browns are the competition as a seller when it comes to that, you can sort of undercut that market a little bit, right? Like, and say, well, we're not going to ask for a 4 from you for that. So I think that's something that could definitely be in play. And again, like, I think all these decisions, you know, for Ryan and Matt have to come down not just to what the guy means for the rest of the year, but also if the guy's going to be around in 2023. And, you know, obviously that was a huge part of the decision with Roquan, was they'd sort of come to the point where, you know, it was pretty obvious to them that he wasn't going to be on the team in 2023. And that's, you know, sort of where you come to that decision where it's, he's worth more in draft pick compensation now than he is playing for us for the next 9 games, for the next 9 games.
So around the league, is there a name or two, maybe not quite at Roquan's level, but perhaps that they also may get moved? And our neighbors to the north in Green Bay, I know they've lost, what, 4 in a row. Are they shopping at all to try and see if they could salvage this season?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they've definitely made some phone calls on some receivers. I'd expect that they'll at least, you know, have their hand in the pot on Odell Beckham. Now, I think Odell Beckham may wait a couple more weeks because he's got the advantage now of letting things develop. And, you know, if you're him, there might be an advantage to going and signing with a team now, and that you can kind of, you know, do the classroom work and get yourself ready to go. But if you wait, like, then, you know, you're gonna have a more developed picture about, you know, on you know, which team sets up which way. And and what teams look like, a month from now. So you could do it that way. I actually think, like, you know, more than anything else, the pass rushers are the ones that are going to drive the market today. And so, you know, the Bears got ahead of that in dealing off Robert Quinn when they did. But there are younger, I think, guys who are going to be more expensive out there that will, you know, I think elicit phone calls today. Bradley Chubb from the Broncos, Brian Burns from the Panthers, and then Josh Allen from the Jaguars. Those teams are going to get calls on those guys. The Rams made a massive offer. I'm talking about more than two first-round picks for Burns. So the Rams are in that market. The Chiefs certainly are in that market. They've made a call to Jacksonville about Josh Allen's availability. The Titans are in that market. I know they like Bradley Chubb, but I'm not sure they're willing to pay what it would take to go and get him. I would think the Eagles still could make another move. I think a lot of what's going to drive at least the biggest offers today for players is going to be, you know, what happens with those three pass rushers.
Now, we've seen the Bears be sellers the last 5 days in sending off Robert Quinn, Roquan Smith. Is there a chance that they could be buyers before the 3 p.m. Central Time deadline, potentially finding a wide receiver at the deadline?
I guess that's, and I know, Courtney, that's been like what everybody's been talking about for the last, like, you know, few months in Chicago is, can they get Justin Fields some more help, right? There could be some opportunity out there. I think part of the problem is if you're not looking at like a high-end guy, right? Like, well, then you're going to be looking at salary dumps. And are you willing to take on, say, you know, like the rest of like Nelson Aguilar out of New England, the rest of his contract to bring another guy in? To me, like, that's going to be sort of part of the equation, because I don't think Ryan Poles is gonna compromise where he is from a draft pick standpoint. So, you know, the other way you can do this is you can take on some money, you know, and you can take on a contract another team wants. And that might be the way to creatively find a deal somewhere, is to take on a contract that somebody else, you know, doesn't want to handle.
My guy, have a great week. I know your phone, you probably have multiple cell phones. They will be blowing up. No, Courtney's got two here. I've got two.
Cap, I'll tell you, I only have one. I kind of think people that have more than one, like, I kind of think that's theater, but that's just me.
Wow. It might be.
I don't know why you'd need more than one, but sometimes I think that there might be a little theater involved there.
Yeah, Joe Madden uses that, calls a lot of that stuff eyewash. It's eyewash.
Eyewash, that's a good word, too. That's a good word for it.
There you go. Have a great day, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Appreciate you. There he is, Albert Breer. Burt Breer, our guy, Monday Morning Quarterback and SI.com. All right, Courtney and I are going back to the phones. Did you like the Roquan Smith trade? Did you like that they now picked a lane? Are you happy? They have clearly said, yeah, no, we're not trying to win games this year, period. That's a fact. You don't let all that talent walk out the door and not replace them with anything but draft pick capital. Those draft picks don't play this year. 312-332-3776. We are at Espresso in Bannockburn. Come on out. We're here till 10, and then the whole station going to be having a great day at Dave and Buster's in Vernon Hills, so come up and see us. Why, we ask? Danny Zetterman said, you're never out among the people. Get out of the studio and come on out. So we're here. Come see us. Be right back.
Listening to Cap and Jay Hood at home is easier than setting your coffee maker.
This picture of domestic happiness is missing something.
Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
What a way to start the day.
Cap and Jay Hood.
On Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Cap J. Hood on ESPN 1000, the awesome Courtney Cronin, I call her Double C, is here with me. Hoodie has been in the Indiana Dunes on vacation, celebrating his anniversary, I think it's Friday. I think 21 years he's been married.
How long has he been on vacation for? I feel like we've been talking about the Indiana Dunes for a week now.
Okay, so you were in...
Can he bring us something back? What does one bring back from the Indiana Dunes is my question. Sand.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Jonathan, if you're listening, a souvenir for me, sand for Cap, and I don't know, whatever Shea wants.
I thought...
I don't know if Randy's getting a souvenir. Sorry, Merck.
I'm fine with that, Courtney. I'm good.
I'm good with that one as well. I don't need any sand. Thank you, Hood.
How about a shirt that says,
I survived?
My radio partner went to the Indiana Dunes, and all he brought back for me was this lousy T-shirt.
My day camp used to go on field trips to Indiana Dunes. I've been there many times. Okay,
I've never been. What is the pull and the desire of the dunes?
There's not much to it. I really don't know what. I mean, we did hikes and then just hung out by the beach, or just like it was a lame day. Usually, it was
It sounds you're really building up this anniversary.
I don't know what, unless he's got a bed and breakfast. He's out there. I don't know
that,
what exactly.
That's where I think they stayed at a bed and breakfast.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The Sandpiper, I think it's called.
It just doesn't strike me as a early November sort of destination.
I'm with you, Courtney. Yeah, I could think of better places I'd probably go in early November.
Don't listen to Merkin, because if somebody called right now and said, Randy, we'd like you and your wife for your anniversary to go to Italy.
No,
we're
going
to first class. You know what Merkin would say?
Let's go to Vegas.
Nah, 3 days at the Bally's in Vegas or the Stardust.
Caesars.
You like what you like. Stay
Caesars.
Convicted.
Thank you, Courtney. Caesars. That's where we always stay.
I'll take that Italy trip, though, if anybody wants to call in.
Yeah, awesome. I will, too. Merkin, if you get these calls, send them my way.
Yeah, it's amazing. Merkin. That guy has no worldly experience, but, yeah, let's go eat the buffet.
Don't eat the buffet.
At the Caesars.
No, I don't do that either, okay?
Free trip to Paris, and Merck's telling his wife, honey, I've got these comps. We've got to go play at Caesars.
Right.
Free bets.
I got free comps for us at the noodle bar. Yeah, that's Merkin. Unbelievable. Anyway, 312-332-3776. To the phones we go. Justin is in Dallas. We got to start there, Merck. Justin, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, Courtney. Good morning, Cap. I know you all got a lot of callers, so I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I just got two things to say. First off, I'm not really a fan of the trade for them trading away Roquan. I feel like he could have been a part of the future of the team. He was 25. And I just found it a little weird that, Cap, you all were bringing up the fact that he liked to go out in his nightlife. I kind of felt like that was just to justify the trade even more, when at first we were just hearing about the contract. That's the first thing that I got to say. And the second thing that I got to say is, last night and within like the last 48 hours, I've been getting a lot of flack on Twitter about my stance on the team and my opinion. And that's cool. You know, I come in peace with everybody. But I do feel like if you do have a real problem with what I'm saying, I'll be in town on the 9th, which is next Wednesday. My flight lands at 8 a.m. My flight lands at 8 a.m. If you want to debate, I will meet you anywhere in the city, and we can debate. That's all I got to say.
Okay, so, Justin, you are a diehard Chicago sports fan. You're a Chicago guy. Your job took you to Dallas. We have met you.
Yeah.
Yes, you are incredibly passionate. Whether Roquan likes to go out or not is irrelevant. Now, management may see it in a different way. But they are looking, Courtney, correct me if I'm wrong, they are looking at an off-ball linebacker who wants to be the highest-paid linebacker in the NFL, and they're saying, we've got a lot of other needs. We don't value that position at that level. They did not fail to offer him anything. They offered him a really incredibly lucrative contract. It just wasn't at the level that dude wanted to be paid at, so they said, guess what? We've got some concerns, and we can't reach a contract extension, so we're going to get what we can and rebuild. Is that
They were never going to get to that number. The gap between Smith's number and the Bears, there was never going to be a way for that to shrink.
Correct. Justin, thanks, man. Appreciate all the passion. 312-332-3776. We'll get to more of your calls because the lines are smoking hot. We're talking Bears. Direction, Roquan Smith in 2 minutes on ESPN 1000.